It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
You seem to know all the players in this poorly acted farce. What do they call that one?
Bob Lutz.
If you're too cheap to buy the NFL Sunday ticket, then what you do is you go to a bar.
Woohoo!
Jeff Lutz.
Go find a bar. I'm going to sit in a bar, which I'd never go to.
It's not realistic. It's crazy.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
What am I supposed to do?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Happy to have you with us on a Thursday. Jason Duda is going to give us a game here in a moment. Any news on what you're hearing with the Eagles? I see you have your Eagles hoodie on.
Yeah.
Is there any
not really
kind of an update?
Not really.
Are they still playing? They're still going?
Yeah.
They canceled any shows?
They're at the Sphere.
Added any? They're still out there.
They don't cancel any shows. They got a new lead guitarist. That's it.
Is that bad?
No. He's been fine, from what I can tell.
Well, as long as you know.
I wish the Sphere was closer. I'd probably try to go.
It's pretty far, but, you know, you can get there.
In 2 hours, you can get there on a plane.
Yeah, I don't fly. I'm not flying. I'm a driver solely for the rest of my being, unless it's an emergency.
Yeah,
I got to get somewhere. Like, if Jeff got sick and I had to fly out to Andale, I'd probably do it.
Well, I'll be quicker than driving.
Why do I have to be sick?
Huh?
Why is that the theoretical instance?
Well, I said an emergency.
What he's saying is basically he's not flying unless it's important to him, and the only thing that's important to him is Jeff.
Okay, well, when you put it like that, it sounds a lot better.
You like that better?
Well, I don't want to get sick.
No, I know, but
I'll fly out there if you do.
Thank you.
And nobody else or nothing else though.
You can drive if you want. If I'm sick, I'll probably
be quicker.
You could come pick him up, probably.
Yeah, I'll probably be at a
maybe
closer.
Have Shannon come and get me.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, Max, it is
time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right, we're going to play a game here on the Bob and Jeff Show. A Thursday game. No picks today. We'll do picks tomorrow as Duda tries to hold on to the hard charging me. What's the game today?
Well, we're going to do a top 10 list. It's going to be countries in the world, and we'll jump.
You
we got different
not,
categories.
It's not going to be countries in the universe. It's going to be countries in the world.
In the world. It could be in the universe if I decide it, because it's my game.
Countries on Neptune.
Name one. Bonus point.
Pokey McGillicuddy.
You are correct. 1-0. You want to try?
Let's go. What's the first category?
First category, largest countries by landmass.
All right, I get to go first.
Sure.
Australia.
Australia is number 6.
Canada.
Canada is number 2.
There you go. This is now it gets a little more difficult. The USA.
He always says that when he doesn't know.
USA is number 4.
Russia.
Number 1.
There you go. Boy, now it gets really tough.
So you guys have got 1, 2, 4, and 6 of you've answered.
Landmass, huh?
Landmass.
Ooh, baby.
Total area.
Some big countries out there.
Big countries out there. Why can't I think of one of them?
That's tough.
Antarctica.
No.
Really?
That's not a country.
That's a continent.
Well, it's a country.
No, it's not.
It's a continent and a country.
I got to feel like China's up there.
China's number 3, yes.
Doggone.
So who has gotten 1, 2, and 3 in this game so far?
That would be Jeffrey.
Perfect.
Next for me, huh?
Bob has 4 and 6. There's still number 5, number 7, number 8, number 9, number 10. Some of these are
India.
Tough. India was one I would have got. That's number 7.
Are we still going?
Yeah,
we're going.
Yeah, what do you mean? You didn't just win.
Well, what's the score?
It's 4-3 you.
I have
3-2.
3-3 now.
Because you're
3-3, but
second.
He's in the bottom of the fourth.
Top 10. How about Brazil?
Number 5.
Doggone, that was my next one.
Oh, sure, I bet it was. These last three, tough. I don't know if I would have got these three, but maybe that one.
Oh, is there anything in Africa? Gosh darn. I don't think.
Might be on the right path, but he might not.
I don't think that's I don't think that's right. Mexico.
Mexico's 14.
Dang.
Jeff, you want another
Jeff
shot?
Wins.
At 8, 9, or 10?
Not really. Let me say Nigeria.
He should lose just for that.
I don't know. I was thinking of an African country.
They're not even on there. Number 8 is Argentina. Number 9 is Kazakhstan. And number 10 is Algeria.
Never considered.
That's what I meant.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking Algeria. That makes a lot of sense.
All right, next category.
Jeff wins that one. This one.
And Jeff goes first.
This one is a bonus question if you get it right. And this is top 10 countries by population.
Okay.
Jeff goes first.
China.
If you get one and then you can guess the population within 10%, you get a bonus point. China is correct. It's number 2.
1.6 billion.
No, it's going to take
It's going to take 1.41. So you just off by about 3%. But good guess.
Thanks.
Is that number 1?
That was number 2.
India.
India's number 1.
1.8 billion.
It's 1.45. So you do not get the bonus point.
Darn it.
1-1.
The United States of America.
You are correct.
339 million.
345 million.
Did I get it?
You do get the bonus point.
Okay, good.
Darn it.
I thought one of you would go after the States first because you probably had a good shot at the bonus.
Now it gets tough.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Canada's not on here.
Well, I didn't think it was.
I know you guys wanted to say it, but it's
so badly.
It's not on.
Nobody wants to live there.
What?
I'll say Russia.
Russia is number 9.
270 million.
144 million.
Ooh, that's all?
Yep.
Interesting.
All right, Jeff.
Australia?
No.
All right.
Ooh.
10 million.
Ooh.
No, you don't get a bonus.
I know.
Australia is actually 55th. Australia has less than Canada.
Well, I don't know who's in Australia.
26 million.
All right.
I should have thought it out a little bit more.
Let me think here for a second.
Okay, so you guys have got India, China, and the United States, and Russia. So you got 1, 2, 3, and 9.
I'll say Brazil.
Brazil, number 7. You've tied it up at 3. You can go ahead with the bonus point.
What rank was Russia?
7.
And Brazil's what?
Russia was 9.
Russia was 9. Brazil is 7.
115 million.
211.
What? Thought Russia.
Brazil was 7.
144 million.
They did. And Brazil's 7th. Russia's 9th.
Right. So Brazil
would have more.
Brazil would have more
people. Go ahead.
There's
Tied up.
There's a country down there by China and India that has a lot of people, and I want to say that it's Bangladesh.
That's so bad.
You are correct.
He is?
Number 8, Bangladesh.
And that has 118 million people.
173 million people.
Ah, shoot.
So you got 1, 2, you got the 4, 5, 6, and 10.
This is hard.
Spots left. Yeah, this is a little difficult once you get past them. But you guys are both thinking right over there in that
this
area.
Is hard. Japan.
Japan's 12.
Ah.
Just on the outskirts.
Oh,
on the outskirts.
That kills me.
Jeff.
I don't think it's probably right, but I'll say Vietnam.
No, that's 16th.
One more round, because you guys are tied. We got to try to get a winner. So we'll try at least one more round.
This is really, really hard.
It's difficult.
Countries with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Argentina.
No.
What countries have we said correctly?
India 1, China 2, United States 3, Brazil 7, Bangladesh 8, Russia 9.
Oh, my goodness.
You're missing 4, 5, 6, and 10.
Oh, I know one.
Darn it. Well, we'll go one more round if Jeff doesn't get this.
I think I know one.
Actually, it's my game. We're going one more round.
I may not know one.
Well, you might not, but we'll see.
You say it's over in that part of the country.
Well, there's just, it's obviously.
So I don't know how many people this has. It might have 10 people.
Not there.
But it's the only country I can think of in that part of the country, which is Cambodia.
No.
No.
That's.
It just said over there. It wasn't like the neighbors.
Well.
There's lots over there.
Iran.
Oh, 17. Jeff, man, this is the last shot in this category.
Aren't we going to keep going?
We got to keep going. We got to get a winner. We got to have a winner.
Mexico.
No, I already guessed Mexico.
You did. Mexico's 11.
Gosh!
Right on the outside.
I didn't guess
the
Mexico.
The other game you guessed Mexico.
Oh.
11.
Too bad, Jeff. Boy, this gets... this is just ridiculous.
I could give you a hint, but it would be too easy.
No hint.
Wouldn't be fair.
Sure wouldn't.
I don't think this is right, but I know a lot of people live there, and it's a European country. England.
No, that's 21.
Good grief. Where are all these people living?
And the number four, I'll give you. No, I can't give you.
No, Jeff.
Can't do that. Okay.
France.
No.
France.
You said England. I don't know.
But there's more people in England.
They're 23rd.
Well, France. That's close. All right, last round.
No, we get a winner.
Yeah, we got to try to find a winner here.
I don't think.
Although you guys might not. I thought one of you would get the one.
Trying to think. Obviously nothing in Europe. Oh, please be right. Could it possibly be Germany?
No.
What?
Germany's 19th.
What?
Taiwan.
No. Taiwan? Taiwan's got 11 guys over there.
I don't know what's in Taiwan.
It's the size of New York.
No, there's a lot of people in New York.
They got some people, but Taiwan?
No, I can't even find them on here.
Fine.
All right.
60th.
That's not bad.
All right, here's one.
Okay.
South Korea.
It's incorrect.
What? Okay.
29th. They're 29th.
Miss yours, Jeff, and let's get
this. This is good. I like this. You guys are thinking?
South Africa.
No.
No. What if I said to you guys?
All right, give us a hint.
What if I said to you guys running? As a hint.
Running?
Really?
Runners.
Oh, Kenya?
No.
Well, that's
what?
That's where the runners are.
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia.
That's number 10.
All right, but Kenya's where the runners
are. Yeah, that's
Ethiopia
the worst.
Ethiopia has lots of runners, too.
I've never heard of
that. But Kenya.
Well, Kenya's, they're really good. But
Kenya's the most runners.
Okay, number 4, Indonesia.
Oh, that's kind of what I was thinking of over there.
283 million. Yeah. Number 5.
I always think of Indonesia. I don't know.
Pakistan, 251.
Should have gotten Pakistan.
Nigeria.
Wouldn't have ever gotten.
Told you Nigeria. Didn't I say that?
No, you didn't say that.
All right.
Good effort.
Okay. What's the next category?
Next category. Let me see. I don't know. I got to make sure that this is the right one because if not.
Doggone it.
Okay.
Indonesia. I got to remember them. I sell them short every time.
Okay, this is by Forbes as of April of 2024. Countries with the most billionaires.
Countries with the most billionaires.
Billionaires.
I get to go first.
And again,
as
bonus
of what
point
year?
As of April of 2024.
Okay.
So of last year.
Well, the U.S.
Yeah, and if you're within 10%, you get a bonus point.
U.S.
Yep.
has how many billionaires?
How many billionaires?
What number are they on the rankings? Number one?
This is number one.
They have 3,400 billionaires.
813.
Yeah, there's no context for this whatsoever.
Well, don't make fun of my picks until you make one.
No, I'm saying I wasn't making fun. Like, would anyone know how many billionaires there are?
You don't really, but you
China.
Exactly. Number two.
They have how many? U.S. have
813.
China has 739.
China has 406.
Darn it.
Russia.
Russia, number five.
With how many China?
China was two at 406.
211.
120.
Dang, man, we're falling off quick.
There's a lot of money over there. It's probably just tied up in the political side, but I'll say Saudi Arabia.
They are not in the top 10.
Yeah.
What's that other country over there? Qatar.
No, they are not in the top.
There's
10.
Another one.
Qatar.
The problem is that it's only a few people that have it all over there.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Qatar has two.
Really?
Well, they're trillionaires. That's probably why.
Well, I don't think there's a lot of billionaires in India. But there's a lot of people. Let's give it a shot. India.
India is number three.
Of course there's a lot of billionaires in India.
Yeah. 89.
200.
India's a rich country. It's got a lot of people, but
it's got a lot of rich stuff.
Let's see. Am I next?
You are next. You've got the United States, China, India, and Russia. So you've already picked 1, 2, 3, and 5.
This gets really difficult now. I'll probably miss here, but I'll say Japan.
You did miss. Japan is not on
the list. That's just ridiculous.
They're 15th.
Well, Shohei Ohtani himself should be.
It's a lot. He's got a lot of money, but he doesn't, I don't think, have a billion yet.
Yeah, exactly.
He might.
He hasn't got it all from the Dodgers yet. So
no, he's $2 million a year with the Dodgers right now.
funny.
Well, it's true.
I know, but it is funny.
How about the great country of Germany?
Germany is number four.
Really?
Yep. Number four.
They have 166 billionaires.
Very close. 132. You're just off. No bonus point.
Ah, darn.
So you got one, two. You've already picked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it.
Just the top five.
You got the top five.
It gets tough now. I don't think that. Where are the oligarchs at? Where? Iran?
No.
You got to be kidding.
There's none of those in the top 10. I mean, they're on here, but they're not in the top 10.
What about the lovely country of Egypt?
No. Can't even find them. Egypt is 44th.
Surely there's a lot of rich people.
6 billionaires in Egypt.
Surely there's a lot of rich people in England.
The United Kingdom is number 10.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
85.
55.
Dang it.
So Europe is, how about Italy?
Italy is number 6.
You gotta be.
Number 6.
112.
73.
Didn't the number 10 country just have 85?
Number 10 had 55.
What's not been guessed?
He said 85.
What's not been guessed yet?
Number 7, and then there's a tie for 8th.
Number 7 and a tie for 8th. I would think that Australia...
And you guys will never get the one. I know you won't.
I would think that Australia would have some billionaires. No?
Australia? They are 13th.
Dang, man.
13th. How about we dip into Scandinavia?
No.
And we dip right out.
No, no.
What?
No, go.
No, he said nice.
Well, are you giving him hints?
I didn't give him hints, but we both did the same thing at the same time.
We'll dip out of Scandinavia and head over to...
Well, that's not fair.
There's only three left.
You sure there's no Scandinavia?
No.
South Africa.
No. They're not even...
No. A resounding no. Let's see here. There's no way.
What?
There's no way I can guess this.
All right, we done?
Yeah.
Okay, number seven, Brazil.
Okay, that makes sense.
Hong Kong.
Makes sense.
And so disappointed in you guys.
Canada?
Canada.
Wow.
Tied for eight.
You guys got some wealth up there?
Look,
name
at
a
all
billionaire
the oil
in Canada.
Stuff. Well, I wouldn't be able to name them.
Not even one?
Speaking of that.
All right, Max, are we good on time or...
Oh, we have all the time in the world.
Yeah, we can go as long as
Let's
we want.
Let's take a break and we'll come back and continue.
All right, I got two more left.
So there you go.
Shorter segment. Perfect.
Time for a break. You're listening to The Bob and Jeff Show on KFH.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, here's where I would dispute Max and his one and done. Steve Earle, Copperhead Road. Great song, but Steve Earle.
I know that one.
Steve Earle did some things.
What else did he do?
Copperhead Avenue.
So anything with Copperhead.
And Copperhead Street. Ball big hits.
None as good as Copperhead Road.
All right. We continue with Jason's game. What's our next category?
Well, speaking of the billionaires, the top 10 richest people.
And Guitar Town.
You should know.
In the world?
In the world. But let's be honest. If most of the billionaires are from the States, figure it out.
I go first.
I think it's my turn to go first. Jeff Bezos.
Number two.
Elon Musk.
Number one.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Number four.
That's about all. Warren Buffett.
Number eight.
Bill Gates.
He's not on the top 10.
Uh-oh.
That's a problem.
Who's that guy for Apple? Oh, God. Allen, something Allen.
Not according to this, and this was as of January 1, 2025.
It's Tim something.
He's not, there's no Tim on here.
Okay, it's not Tim something.
I'll give you guys a couple more picks, and then I'll give you some hints.
The king of Saudi Arabia.
Well, get his name.
King Al-Shaman.
No, see, the problem with that is that it's all family. So it's not all those guys over there. It's all family money, so it's not like one person. So there's nobody like that on here, just so you know.
Sure.
All right, I'll take a guess.
Okay.
Charles Koch.
No, he is not on here. All these people have between, well, like it says, stock prices fluctuate, so it makes a big difference daily. But they're all between 110 and 200 billion.
I don't know.
How about this? What if I said to you, the CEO and chairman of LVMH, luxury company group, includes Louis Vuitton, Christian Dior, and Tiffany Company. I don't know if you'll know that one.
No.
That's Bernard Arnault.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
But you should know this one. He's also a former Microsoft executive.
Bill Gates.
Who owns a professional sports franchise in the States.
Which one?
Well, he... Well, I can't give you that.
It's like, it's that group with the 76ers.
What would you say this list?
Harris?
No, he owns the Portland...
Steve Ballmer.
Yeah, he owns Las Vegas.
I can't remember which one he owns. It doesn't say.
No, he owns the Clippers.
The Clippers, that's it.
So
there's
what
former...
did you say this all falls within?
Oh, it's...
What?
There's a few...
No, the number of dollars. What's number 10 on this list? How many billions of dollars?
Let me see. According to...
No, I forget according. What's on your list?
114 billion.
Really?
Yeah.
Who owns Tony Khan?
No. Number 10...
Shot Khan?
Who's the guy that owns AEW?
It's Tony Khan, but it's his dad's money, Shad Khan.
Google executives on here.
Oh, what's that guy's name?
I don't know if you'll know them or not.
I will know the head guy, but I can't think of his name. And he's not as famous as some others.
No.
The Starbucks guy.
A lot of those guys are a lot more famous.
No, Starbucks
isn't on here.
Come on, give me a break.
That's
Coffee?
Who you're thinking of, the Portland
also, I'll
guy.
I'll give you guys another hint. The co-founder of Oracle. If that helps you.
John Oracle.
Well, it's probably the guy who owns the Warriors. What's his name? Can I look it up?
And then there's a guy...
Steve Cohen.
No.
Dang.
The two Google execs are Larry Page, Sergey Brin.
I've heard of Larry Page. I haven't heard of
Larry that. Ellison is the co-founder of Oracle.
Joe Lacob.
Quit looking at things.
What's wrong? I just couldn't think of the guy. Peter Goober.
Goober? Does he know Pokey McGilvery?
Does he?
What's Peter Gilbert on?
Peter Goober, he's part of the ownership group of the Warriors. But,
nah. Who are the others?
That was it. I just gave them all to you.
Yeah, next. Go to...
I don't know if I got any more.
Other than...
I literally just put this together, so calm down.
Do something other than billionaires,
population, largest.
Yeah, I'm tired of billionaires.
Top 10 countries with the most beautiful women?
Really?
Yeah. United...
Well, who judges that?
I do. Well, I'll just go off of what they have here.
What's your source?
Well, now I got to go find the source because I just clicked on. Oh,
let's do it. Let's give it a shot.
Yeah, it's just for fun anyway.
This is so sexist.
See if you guys can get. That's what I was worried. That's exactly why. Yeah, I don't know.
According to who? I'd need to know that.
Let me see. I don't know who that is.
Let's just try it.
Okay.
All right, I'll go.
U.S. News and World.
All right, I'll go first.
These. Well, just a second. Now it's.
Oh, my dear Lord.
Crying out loud.
Jeez.
Are you ready or not? I mean, we got a listening audience.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
At least there's a rumor.
According to.
U.S. News and World Report?
Yep.
All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
Brazil.
Number one. Brazil.
That makes sense. How about the United States of America?
They are not on the list.
Well, that's crazy.
Whoa, that's crazy.
I've seen American
agree.
Women.
And tell your wife that when you get home.
I know. I don't see Canada on here either.
Wow. Number two. Well, I don't know if it's number two, but I'd have to say Italy.
Italy's on there. Italy is number two.
Oh, do I know my beautiful women?
Australia.
Wow.
Well done. Australia. I thought they'd be on here. I don't think they are.
Really?
Because of Rhea Ripley?
Is she
terrible? Guy.
No, because there are beautiful women in Australia.
Well, apparently I know where
agree.
The...
I would agree, but they are not on here.
Not on the list.
No.
Well, Russia.
Yeah, why isn't Russia on here? I don't like this one.
Well, how can Russia not be on
there? I know. And the last one I was on had them on there and Australia. I don't like this list.
I don't like it. I don't like this one little bit.
Next.
Let's see. Yeah, see, Russia, Brazil.
Italy.
Those were the top three. That's the one I was on to start with.
Okay, well, I've got the top three.
Well, Matt, fine, you won. Next category.
No, I want to
Greece, France.
Greece.
No, slow down.
Okay, Greece.
Play the game.
France.
Don't cheat.
Greece and France?
No, you said France?
No, I said Greece.
Okay, that's too bad. They're not on there.
France.
You just said they were.
France is number 10. No, I didn't. I was
you
reading.
Said they were.
I didn't say they were.
Tell me he didn't say
you said
did.
Greece and France, and I said yeah.
Nope.
Because one of them
so
was
I get
on
France.
4-0. 4-0.
Korea.
They're 11th.
No offense. We got some.
They're 11th on the list.
We got some beautiful
women.
Have
you women seen K-pop?
We got some beautiful women over there, but I... let's see. I get my life. If I can go 5 for 5, I win the whole day. let's see here.
Just of course he does.
Sure.
I would say, I would say Argentina.
Argentina's 5th.
I mean, I got the top 5, dude.
Good job. All right, next.
How good?
Next. How many of these do you think I could do in like 6 minutes?
Enough.
You know what?
What?
This is a complete compliment. Obviously, I know beautiful women when I see
Colombia
them.
Colombia.
This is
was
a big,
on there.
Big thing
Colombia,
for my wife.
Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden should be on there.
Australia. And that was it.
Thank you. I said Australia. So that game is thrown out because you didn't have a correct list.
Well, I got 5 for 5.
I
said France
with.
And Australia.
By the way, according to this, Charles Koch. As of February 2024, ranked as the 23rd richest man in the world with $64.9 billion. So there you go.
It's a lot.
I'd take the 0.9, be happy.
Yeah, 900 million, I'd be cool with that.
That would be nice.
Crazy number. Those are crazy numbers.
All right, there you go. Good games. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
Well, I don't got any other ones right now. We went through them all.
You don't got any?
I ain't got none. I ain't got none, guys. Who are those guys?
Max, cue that back up for Duda. Because if you haven't heard this song, Brother Louie, here we go. We're going to play a little bit of it for you. Jeff, get your headphones on.
I don't want to.
You don't like this song? Listen to this.
It's fine.
Wait till we get to the vocal.
Are they going
to
do anything?
No, yes.
The song.
Here we go.
Louie, 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 Louie.
Great
right,
song.
Right, Misty?
I'm going to say this unequivocally.
I'll agree, I guess.
You
I
have
don't know.
The worst voice I've ever heard. I'm just going there.
You're dumb.
I'm tired of it.
You're dumb.
I've had it. I'm tired of you derailing this show.
You're dumb.
With your screeching.
Screech.
It's so easy to irritate you, though.
With that voice.
Yo, I do it on purpose.
Oh, and all these years I thought that was your actual voice.
Yeah, you can think whatever you want.
Well, I didn't know.
And that's fantastic.
That's
for
all
you.
I've heard. So what am I supposed to go with?
See, even Duda's.
It's fantastic.
If I go
for
by
you.
Just that, then I'd be like, oh, boy. But if
and
you're
you
now.
Let's hear you.
Oh, I,
Mr.
No,
he's never pretended to be a singer.
I don't pretend Louie, to be a singer.
Louie, Louie, Louie.
God.
There's a...
I mean, do you not know how bad that...
Louie,
is?
Louie,
no,
Louie,
Jeff,
Louie,
answer me.
Louie.
Do you know how bad that is?
You do it. Let's
I
hear
don't
you.
Do it.
Right.
That song's not in my range.
It's in my range. I hit it fine.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. I got
look
it just...
Misty.
I got it just fine.
She ran
I don't know
away.
What you guys are thinking.
It's okay, Misty. I mean, I've never seen her this rattled.
I don't know what you're thinking, but I do it just fine.
I don't know, man. Duda, give us a once and for all.
What?
You think Jeff's a good singer?
Not from what I just heard.
You've never heard me sing.
That's what I said. That's from not from
You're
what
an
I
absolute
just,
moron.
Not from what
whiskey
I
weather.
Just heard.
Oh, I'm going to throw on my whiskey
why
weather
is,
shirt.
Why are you lashing out at what he's wearing?
What's wrong with the whiskey weather shirt?
I don't
because
like
you
it.
You can't handle it doesn't mean that you have to
I don't
knock
drink
it.
Whiskey.
I asked him a question. Up. He gave us an answer.
I didn't. What do you want me to say? From what I've heard. Which is just today.
My wife said just
what
last,
am I supposed
just,
to do?
Two nights ago that my singing was wonderful.
Here's what your where your wife is with you. She'll say anything to get you to stop.
Ooh,
so telling me I'm
singing, that's just
so
mean.
Telling me I'm good at singing will get me to stop. That
so
where, find the logic in that.
Can you imagine that exchange? Hey Shannon, listen. Do you think that's
I'll call
good?
Her Shannon. What kind of weird relationship is this?
You think that's good? You think that, well? What do you call her?
Hey Shannon, come here, Shannon.
Well, what did you call her?
Stuff, other stuff.
Honey, hey honey.
Stuff.
Usually call it girl.
Hey girl.
What's hey up, girl.
You think I can sing well?
Sure, Jeff. Whatever.
No, she said you sound really good.
Yeah, you're good. Now can we?
I'll take you on in a contest anytime.
Whoa. I want to see this. When are we going to have this contest?
Anytime.
It's not worth my time.
Oh, it's not?
Anytime. You're scared.
I think Jeff could hold his own.
Really?
Yep. You are scared.
Did you not see me singing Peaceful, Easy Feeling?
No.
You really didn't? You didn't see the video of it?
No.
Dia didn't show it to you?
No.
Well, I'm shocked at your wife.
Why?
That she wouldn't show you that.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, but I didn't see it. Do I need to, like, go back and try to find... Is it on YouTube?
It should be.
I wonder, how many hits does it have?
Millions.
Six. Does it really? That's great.
It got several hundred.
That's fantastic. I think that's great.
What are you looking for, Jeff?
Nothing.
Oh, you're looking for my...
No, I'm not. I'm just reading stuff.
Do you have one on here?
You're looking for my song, aren't
no,
you?
No, I could not care less about your song.
Jeff.
What?
It's all right.
Don't care about anybody's song.
Nobody's? What if I was singing a song? Would you go and listen?
Why are you getting bitter on us?
No bitter.
What happened?
I'm very happy with everybody.
Did you get upset?
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Well,
whiskey weather.
That's right. Oh, God.
Talking about you
one
singing.
Of those sounds so good.
I have karaoke,
nice whiskey
Bob.
Right now.
Okay, what, Max?
I have Peaceful, Easy Feeling in karaoke right now. I can get any karaoke song
no, I don't
you guys
want to do
want.
It right
Let's
now.
Let's go.
I'm not in the mood.
Put it up.
I'm just not in the mood.
I'll back you up.
I'm not singing right now.
Well, then don't.
I'm in the midst of a Facebook argument with some idiot.
He doesn't have a hand in his pocket, so he can't sing right now.
Oh, there you go.
What? He's standing over there looking around, my hands in my pocket. Oh, all shucks with his stage presence.
Maybe that's his comfort zone.
Must be.
Let me show you Jeff's. You want me to play yours?
No, I don't want you to.
No, I'm going
his
to.
What? Play his what?
Jeff's
that was for public consumption.
Well, that's what this is.
Well, this is public.
The public.
Here we go. You want to hear this? Duda?
What?
Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I got to find it.
Okay, well, yeah, we got time then.
Yeah, well,
sure.
This is a good radio.
That was fantastic. I mean, everybody's on the edge of their seats in their car right now driving home.
It doesn't get any better than what we're doing here. Hey, here we go. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Are you good with this, Jeff?
Whatever, man. If you feel like this is what you need to do, then...
Now,
listen.
Got in my way. Now, he's doing that to a recording with Don Henley singing.
What was that for? Just like
send
you just decided...
send it to Pops. Here's my submission.
That's not your submission. You're doing it in concert with Don Henley.
When did you do this?
You only heard me.
No, I heard Don Henley.
No, you didn't. And
so that's a coward's way.
I sing along with a
I
song.
Didn't tell Richard and Karen Crossan, yeah, I'll sing Peaceful, Easy Feeling.
Yeah, I can sing Lila.
Only if we play the song a couple.
Well, I don't have a Lila band out there that I can put in. And I don't see Jason saying that was awful either, because it's pretty good. I sing Lila pretty well. And
You know, go drink your little stupid whiskey.
What? Why are you lashing out at Duda?
Because I don't like the look on his face.
Sitting here. No, what are you doing? If you're comfortable and you think it's good, why would you worry about what everybody else thinks?
I don't worry, but I don't like.
Well, then there you go.
Put your hat back on. You're making me angry.
I love it.
I don't know why you're upset with him.
I don't know either.
Because I didn't like the look on his face.
He really hasn't stated a strong opinion on your singing. I'm the one that did.
Yeah, that's not the worst voice you've ever heard.
And it's not the worst voice you've
not
ever heard.
Not the worst. I've got an ailing crow.
I've got an ailing crow.
That nests close to here.
That's nesting over there.
So that might be the worst.
So that might be the worst.
It was pretty good, Jeff. Thank you.
I just don't get why you're so defensive.
Because I am not a bad singer. And I don't like that
portrayal.
Maybe
it was the acoustics. Maybe that's what it was. It wasn't right for you right there.
There you go. That's
maybe it.
That's a good way of putting it.
That's what I would say. I can tell because I'm really good at singing.
Sure.
That you might have some talent, but you got to have the right, you got to be in the right area. You can't just do it on a Facebook thingy, whatever that was.
Either of your kids sing?
Avery can sing. Avery sings at church.
Well, there you go.
Jackson, no.
No?
No. Avery got it from me. Jackson got it from mom. That's just the way it is.
No doubt.
There is no doubt.
No, absolutely.
There's none. No, no question.
No one's ever heard you sing, but we're sure you're very good at it.
Oh, it's something else, but it's something I keep to myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My dog
things I got to keep to myself.
Don't keep, this isn't a show where we keep things to ourselves.
My dog seems restless. Up and down and...
Well, she heard my singing and wanted more.
Well, that...
Or she came to find out who was dying down
yes.
there.
Who came to find out there just dying down there?
Digging in the carpet expecting a carcass over there.
You set it up. Like, if you're going to set it up like that, we're going to knock it down.
I'm going to knock you down after the show.
Oh, finally!
You give me a setup like that, I'm going. I'm going for the
game
jugular.
On.
Neither of you can set up. That's the big problem.
Can't set up.
Yeah, look at you. You're falling over.
You get angry so easily.
You get upset here. I don't know why. I don't know why you're lashing out at me.
Yeah, who knows why?
Of all the
you've
people.
You've been insulting me the last 10 years.
You know I can't handle it.
If you think you're a good singer and your wife thinks
I'm
you're
not
a good
bad singer. I didn't say I'm over here inking record deals. But this portrayal that I was just hopeless as a singer is inaccurate.
Well, then quit singing bad.
I'm not.
That Louie, of course you sang
Who
bad.
Who can hit that note? I came as close as anyone, even you.
Humanly possible. I think you did
it's
great.
It's falsetto. My falsetto isn't good.
What's a falsetto?
Well, then why try it?
You're right. I'll agree. You didn't hit that well.
Yeah, I did.
I mean,
you just said you didn't.
It's high notes.
Look at him wanting to sing again.
Go ahead. Throw something else out.
No.
There.
Yeah,
I quit the show. You guys, good luck the next six.
I mean, good grief,
I quit.
Oh, Jeff, don't do that.
Misty,
don't be that
I quit.
Way.
Let's.
I think you're a bigger person than that.
And I'm not going to be over for the Rumble.
Oh, really?
What do you mean, be over for the Rumble?
Exactly.
You guys getting into a fight?
Royal Rumble, Saturday.
That's too bad we never found what that $25 bet was about.
It wasn't $25. It was pizza.
Pizza?
You know, it is what it is.
All right. We have come to the very end of the show.
Say it ain't so.
Heartbreakingly so. We'll be back tomorrow. Jason Duda will join us again. Don't forget, a week from tomorrow, our final show, it'll be a four-hour extravaganza from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
I'm going to be having a nap.
Thanks to Tony Dusing for opening that up for us. See you tomorrow.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.